From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
35 former Duvalierists accused of plundering the Haitian treasury. Is it too little too late? The former Deputy Prime Minister of Grenada says she's staying put. And a row in Guyana over one newspaper's reportage of the president's illness. I'm Orin Gordon and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The Haitian government has filed a legal complaint against 36 people who have links with former President Jean-Claude Duvalier. The government is alleging in a complaint filed in a court in Port-au-Prince that they pillaged the Haitian treasury. They include Mr. Duvalier's closest surviving relatives, including his mother, Simone Duvalier, his wife, Michelle, and his father-in-law, Ernest Bennett, and four members of his cabinet. Mr. Duvalier and his family were forced into exile a decade ago. Journalist Michael Norton told me that the charges were very late in coming.
It's long overdue. After the ouster of Jean-Claude Duvalier, many of these people had their property placed under seal. No legal action was taken. Why today? Is it because that in 2 months, the constitutional ban on political activity of notorious zealots of Duvalierism will expire? Is it in order to parry a possible competitor for political activity in the future? Is it simply the desire finally expressed to bring these people to justice, or is it something else? These days, a slogan has been crossing the country. It's called Big Eater. Big Eater is scribbled on walls across the country, and that means people who turn their backs on the people, Democratic politicians who turn their backs on the people and took to eating big, big dinners at the people's expense.